Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, if you really mean those words, I want you to love up on someone. Good morning, church.
Yeah. I'm happy to see you, my brothers and my sisters. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Good morning, church. All right. I hope we have not overeaten from the Christmas celebration. Hope nobody's purging, you know. All right. It's good to be in church this morning. Are we happy to be in church?
Yeah.
Indeed, today is the best day of our lives. And every day will be the best day. Because I can see my brothers and my sisters. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are grateful. The entrance of your word gives life and understanding to the simple. We ask that your word will indeed bring life to us. It will illuminate our hearts. We'll be changed by it. We'll be better. Our lives will be better because of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to appreciate Pastor Laulu for this privilege to share before God's people. Please, can you help me appreciate Pastor Laulu? Thank you, sir. Thank you for believing in me. I'm grateful. All right. Okay. I'll be taking today's conversation from a part of the thought I shared during SUD. How many of us can remember what I shared? In the day, your people will be willing in the day of his power. All right. So I'm going to be looking, more on the people today. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I tried to give a topic to it. We're looking at living a victorious life or living from victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's what we're going to be looking at. Amen.
Amen.
And we read 2 Timothy. So we're going to be reading 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're starting from there this morning. My notes feel so long. And I pray I'll finish it. All right. So, you know, there are different names that we believers are called in scriptures, different things, child of God, different names. One of the names that is mentioned in 2 Timothy is good soldiers of Jesus Christ. I wish I had a combat. I really wanted to dress like a soldier this morning. But I think I tried. He still has. All right. So, yeah, we're going to start the line of thoughts from 2 Timothy. No, scriptures calls us good. Yes, verse 3. Thank you. Good soldiers of Jesus Christ. All right, we're reading verse 3 and 4. Can we read together? Let's go. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him when he stead him as a soldier. All right, so we've seen in scriptures that we are soldiers of Christ Jesus, right? So we are soldiers. We are soldiers. This is who we are in Christ Jesus. That's what he called us. So don't look at your state, whether you are feeble or you are weak or you don't even look like one physically. But scriptures has called us soldiers. And you are a soldier of who? Of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's who you are. That's who you are. So we're going to take the teaching from that line. And we're going to enjoy. Don't forget the topic is living a victorious life or living from victory. Living from, you can pick whichever one that you think suits. Amen. Amen. Now, there are different attributes of a soldier. Soldiers are focused people. They are very focused. They have their eye on the game. They understand the assignment. They understand the assignment. They know what they are sent forth to do, and they understand it. Soldiers are always ready to take up the next order or instruction. Always ready. They are ready to, when they hear gun down, they do it. They are not civilians. They are not, I want to use a word, but don't misquote me. They are not compassionate when it comes to their duty. Do you understand? That's why a soldier, even in a normal community, people respect themselves when they see the appearance of a soldier. What a policeman might be trying to do, but when a soldier steps in, everybody respects themselves because they only obey the last order. So those are the attributes of soldiers. I know it also applies to us in the kingdom. As soldiers of Christ, we ought to be focused. We ought to understand the assignment. And we are always ready to take up the next order. So that's who we are. Those are the attributes of who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. You know, when you hear the word soldier, it connotes that there is battle or war, right? That's what it connotes. It connotes that there's battle or war. A soldier is always ready for the battle. Amen. Amen. So it means that if, as soldiers of Christ Jesus, we are always ready for war or for battle. Maybe this is not the best message for the last day of the year. But you know, I believe strongly that it's going to help us to run in the new year. Amen. Now, let me just quickly share a testimony. I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't talk. Like, I tried pacifying my baby, and when I spoke, I didn't even hear myself. And it was funny. I just laughed. I told God that I am supposed to teach this morning, and there's no voice. So between, I think, about 2 a.m. to this morning, I just trusted God for my voice to be restored. And I'm happy that you can hear me. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm happy. I'm so glad. God answers prayers. I just said a word and I'm fine now. Thank God. Amen. All right. We are soldiers of Christ Jesus. And we are ready for the war. Amen. And you know that we are not just soldiers. We are victorious soldiers. Because we know that there's victory already. We are living from victory. It's a battle that has been won already. Jesus just does amazing things. Imagine him calling us into a battle that he has won. It almost feels as if we don't really have anything to do, right? Yeah. All right, please, can we have verse 3 in TPT? All right, let's read together. Overcome every form of evil as a victorious soldier of Jesus, the Anointed One. So we are victorious. We are victorious soldiers. We are victorious. We are not defeated. No, we are not. And we cannot be defeated. Yes, because it has been done in Christ Jesus. And we are in Him. Hallelujah. Amen. We fight every battle from victory because we are His soldiers. Matthew 28, verse 18. We can go back to NKJV. Thank you. Okay. 28, 18. NKJV, please. 18. All right. So see, he's speaking about Jesus. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So he has all the authority. And that's what we have been called into. So the battle is already won. We are just called into what he has done already. Hallelujah. So we fight every battle from victory. Amen. You know, don't let your thoughts go too far. Just come back. We're going somewhere. All right. So this war is not a physical one. It's not physical. And most times, the wars and the battles, they happen in our mind and in our thoughts. In fact, I think I would say 99.9% of the wars. Now, once you are defeated in your mind and your thoughts, Satan has gotten you. You know, right? The reason why depression rates increased is because Satan got to the mind and messed it up, right? Yes. So, for us to live a victorious life, then our mind and thoughts must be where we win the victory. Amen. All right, let's go. 2 Corinthians 10. The Bible is beautiful. Yeah. You should always enjoy reading the Bible. Sweet. It's just very sweet to enjoy. 2 Corinthians 10. Read from verse 3 to 5. All right. Okay. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You can read with me. But mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. All right, verse 5. Casting down arguments and every right thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Amplified Classic, please. From verse 3. All right, let's go. For though we walk, live in the flesh, we do not carry using mere human weapons. All right. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for our strongholds. Verse 5. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up, and lead every thought alright, so we can see our weapons are not carnal, they are not physical. Most of the wars happen within us. It happens within us. I think a place in James says that where does war and strife come from? You know, you don't have to go there. So it doesn't happen. It's not physical. So your brother, your sister is not your enemy. They're not the ones you're going to use your weapons on. They are not the ones you're going to use on. In fact, that grandma from the village is not your enemy. He's not your enemy. Yes, there might be, they can be used by Satan against you, but they are not your enemies. And you must get that right so that you pray the right prayers. Do you understand?
Yes.
You must get that right so that you can pray the right prayers. Yeah? It's not, there's no enemy in your village that is doing you. Because if you're in Christ Jesus, no one enemy can have anything to do with you. Many of us have not come to this understanding. And you know, that's why many times we still fight. I don't know the word to use. Very unnecessary battles. But that's not my line of thought. Let's come back. So I was saying that our weapons are not physical. They are not carnal. These wars go on in our minds and in our thoughts. Most of us allow it. We allow it a lot. And we already have victory. Because even God has given us the weapon. He says that our weapon of war is mighty in God. So you have victory already. Amen.
Amen.
It is not carnal or physical. All right, so let's go. Ephesians chapter 6. All right, I think I'm doing fine with my time. Ephesians 6. Let's go back to NKJV. Verse 10. We're doing verse 10 to 18. Okay. We can read together if you don't mind. Let's go from verse 10 to 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the old armor of God. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, all right, please hold on. Let's go back to 12. I don't want us to see it, that we do not wrestle what? How many of us really believe the scriptures just by reading it? The answer is so... I believe it, and it's true. There's power in this word. There's so much power. See, if you can just, and that's why I said that the battle is in the mind and in our thoughts. If you can allow God's word to permeate your mind and your thoughts, you will think you are supernatural. Like superpowers. You will think you have superpowers because you will have control over your life. Quotes and unquotes. Do you understand what I mean by it? You have control over your life. Nothing will happen in your life that you will not almost be aware of. As in, people will come and ask you, how do you do this? So just believe the word as it is. Don't try to look for anything mystical in God's word. Just believe his word as it is. And you will think you have superpowers. Trust me. Trust me. Just take that as what you want to do in the new year. That I just want to believe God's words as it is. Amen.
Amen.
You know, you can even start with just the realities you have in Christ Jesus. Take it every day like this and just be reading it to yourself. Like make it your daily confession. There's something that will happen to your mind. You will just see possibilities everywhere.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so I just wanted to show us. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. No. It is not against flesh and blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, so let's continue verse 13. Are we there? All right, let's go. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having guarded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication.
Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, we're going to just take a brief look into all of this that has been mentioned. So, verse 14. Verse 14 says, I stand therefore, having guarded your waist with truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think another rendition says, belt of truth. I'm sorry, I'm going to teach you people a bit like children. Hope you don't mind. All right. I wanted to get a pictorial view of this, maybe to help us to understand better. And then to help us to know that we are soldiers and we are always ready for war. Hallelujah. Okay. So we're going to take it one after the other. Belt of truth. It says that putting on the belt, thank you.
putting on the belt of truth. You know, if you can help me look for a picture that shows a soldier, just type armor of God or something, and then look for an image. Thank you. All right, so, you know, for a soldier, and then this is more of a the Roman soldiers, there's a way they dress. You know, the Bible, when they were writing it, they tried to use what was very... So if they're going to write the Bible in our time, you see different... should I use what? Illustrations. They'll use it as per our time. So this was a very clearer one. So this is the reason why they used this, because they needed people they were teaching to understand what they were saying. Do you understand? All right. So the belt of truth is one that holds up. So after the soldier is fully dressed, is the one he uses to now hold up everything else. Yeah. So he doesn't even have to have the old labels. It can just be a fool. It's just to help us to understand using a picture. All right. So so this belt of truth is the one that holds up other weapons. You know, truth, the truth of God, what it does is it actually displays the lies of the enemy. Yeah. The truth of God was displays, like it will take it off. It displays the lies of the enemy. All right, let's look at John 8:32. Okay. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Another reduction says set you free. It will do what? So when you know the truth, it will make you free. It will display lies. John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. It is truth. So the truth of God's word will actually set our minds free from lies. There are a lot of lies that Satan comes to tell you. But the more you stay on God's word, which is truth, the more you are delivered from those lies. And you know, when you can overcome lies, that's one great step to living victorious. Hallelujah. So the truth sets us free. We must ensure that we search God's word for truth. There are a lot of truth about you and I in scriptures. Who you are in Christ Jesus, what he has done for you. Thank you. All right, so she has given us a better picture. We must search it out. What has God said about my health? What has God said about my finances? What has God said about every area of your life? When you have that, you can displace lies when they come. So don't think that because you have the armor now, the light will not keep coming. They will keep coming. But we are living from where? From victory. So when it comes, you use your belt of truth against it. Because you know who you are in Christ. You know what God has said about that area of your life Satan has come to lie about. I remember Adasa's testimony about her health. She stood on God's word. It might not be immediately. It might not be 1 week. But staying on it, I know how Satan works. Now that's what one thing I told myself in this morning when I woke up. Because as at this morning, my voice still felt like I was going to tell Pastor that I'm not sure that I'll be able to. But I told myself that would be me listening to Satan. That by the time I open my mouth, the voice will come out normally. So that's how you stand on God's truth. You hold on to it. And you run with it because you know that it will become part of you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. So those thoughts that lingers can become truth. Do you understand?
Yes.
those thoughts that lingers, like, ha, make sure that this, my prosperity is going to last like this. It can become, I am prosperous in Christ Jesus. Like, it can become so real, like, God's word has now become the thoughts. Do we understand?
Yes.
Ah, it feels like we don't understand what I just said. Like, instead of just any random thoughts, a word is your thoughts. The word of God is now your thoughts. You feel somehow in your body. Instead of accepting that feeling, you just remember that I have been healed. It's not like now, I have been healed. Do you understand? Those are the thoughts that will envelop us. Those are, we will become humans, but supernatural. And people will not be able to understand us. Do you understand? That's how we will live from victory. And we will run with it through the year. You know, we will not start the year like this. And then by March, it's coming down like this. And then by September, it has gotten down. And then because SOD is coming, we will not do this. No, we can actually do this. I keep going. That's how we are going to live in 2024. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Can we say thank you, Jesus? We must win in our thoughts daily. 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 You are already seeing how you are feeling. You are feeling your mind is everywhere. You can just take a pause and take over it. Hallelujah. There's something I've heard before, and I think even maybe somebody has used it. That yes, you can, the birds can perch on a tree, but you can decide that they will not lay or make their nest on you. That's it. Hallelujah. All right, let's run. Verse 14, the second part says that, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So we're finished belt of truth. We're moving to breastplate of righteousness. So the breastplate of righteousness covers the heart and vital parts. So it's one that covers the heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So thank you. This shows that, you know, in it shows us who we are in Christ Jesus. It's not our righteousness, it's his righteousness. And all we are doing is walking in it. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:21. It is Jesus' righteousness that is revealed in us. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Okay, can we read together? For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So who have you become? You have become the righteousness of God in him. That him is Christ. Hallelujah. So you have that breastplate of righteousness. It is righteousness. Amen. And this is going to help us. It will protect our heart from accusations. To protect our hearts from accusations. I don't know how many of us remembered when Pastor Lalu taught us. Right? It will protect our hearts from accusations. Amen. Proverbs 4:23. We read it this morning. For those that are in Sunday school, can we say it together? Beautiful. So you must keep your heart. And you cannot keep your heart by your own righteousness. Do you understand? You cannot keep your heart by your own righteousness. It's righteousness. It will work it in you. Because you're in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go. The next one, verse 15. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now we can either say shoes of peace. Shoes of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. You know, shoes, the reason why the soldiers wear the shoes is because they needed to protect their feet. Hallelujah. So they need to protect their feet. I know feet symbolizes strength or stability. Do we get that? Symbolizes strength or stability. So we do not cower in the face of obstacles. We do not cower. We do not see obstacle and then run back. Soldiers don't do that. So because we have strength and stability, we are able to go against the enemy. Hallelujah. All right, I want to run now, actually. Verse 16. The shield of faith. He says, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. That dart is doubt. So with the shield of faith, you can quench every doubt that comes. You just believe that God has, you must keep walking in faith. And just keep believing God's word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Living the life of faith overcomes doubts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It actually kills doubts. So I'll use my example again of my voice. If I had stayed in, I don't think I'll be able to do it. That's doubt. But I said that, okay, no, I'm going to trust God that my voice was going to be restored. That's stepping out in faith. I just believed and trusted God. Do you understand?
Yes.
So we must ensure that that's what we do. We must go against the doubts. We must go against the doubts. Amen. Quench. Okay, I was going to read. He says that we'll be able to quench. Quench is when there's fire. What does it mean to quench? You put out totally. Totally. So with the shield of faith, you can actually put out totally doubts. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't forget what I said. Yes, it can happen now. I am able to use the shield of faith. It doesn't mean to not still happen. Like another one will come. Another one. But I am living from victory. Right?
Yeah.
And so when it comes, I'm also ready.
Yeah.
I am a soldier.
Yeah.
I am ready. I am not losing God. Amen.
Amen.
The number 5, helmet of salvation, verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation. Helmet of salvation. What is helmet used for? To protect the head. Protect the head. Once that head is gotten, you know, I'm sure if Goliath maybe had an helmet, he wouldn't have been hit by the stone that David threw. But as a soldier, we should always have our helmet of salvation. The helmet, the head is protected by the helmet. Our salvation is our bedrock. Is the bedrock of our victory. So if you are not saved here, please, make sure you give your life to Jesus today so that all that you've been hearing will become real. Hallelujah. So it is the bedrock of our victory. I will keep on at it. Hallelujah. At salvation, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And as long as you yield to Him, you will always live a victorious life. That gift of the Holy Spirit that you received at salvation is helping you to live daily. It's making you, it keeps getting you better and better and better. And the more you yield to the Holy Spirit, the more you get better and better and better. You just have to keep yielding to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. All right, number 6, the sword of the Spirit. Verse 17 still. And the sword of Spirit, which is the what? Which is the what? The word of God. Hebrews 4:12. You know, out of all the armor, is the sword of the Spirit that you use to fight. Others is trying to defend you. He's trying to defend. But with this word, you go on the offensive. Go on the offensive. Before they come to your gates, you have gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, can we read together? For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts. So you can see thoughts. the intent of the heart. So you need this word. You need the word of God. Hallelujah. With the word, we go on the offensive. We fight and defeat the enemy. Psalm 119, verse 105. While we are opening that, no thoughts of the enemy is allowed to build a mansion in our hearts. Sometimes start as a seed. But if you don't deal with it, it becomes a mansion. Like mansion. I need you to picture it well. You know those mansions you hire? That's how Satan's thoughts can become in your heart if you don't deal with it. But as we meditate on God's word, it renews our minds. Hallelujah. Can we read together? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So we must keep meditating on God's word. Must keep meditating on, do all that you can to ensure that you're feeding yourself with God's word. That's how to live victorious. That's how to live victorious. You know, I know many of us usually say there are six armor, but I'll put one to this. The seventh one, prayer. Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. One of the ways to be watchful is to pray.
Yeah.
One of the ways not to lose God is to pray. So we must ensure that we pray and pray and pray and pray and keep praying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Must continue in the word and in prayer. With this, you are victorious. You will win always. You will win always. You will not be defeated. Just keep at it. Word and prayer. Word and prayer. You will not abandon your brothers and sisters. You will not forsake the assembly. Because this is in assembly that you will become better and better. See, you can decide to go back with these words you have heard and do a 1 week Bible study. By doing that, it becomes your own. And Satan cannot, he dares not. He dares not because it has become part of you. Hallelujah. So the more we continue in the word and prayer, we win always. We'll live from victory. We'll be victorious in our thoughts and in our minds. Can we remember all I said from before? We are number one. We are good soldiers of who? Of Christ Jesus. We are good soldiers of Christ Jesus. And we have the weapons, right? We have the weapons. He has given us his weapons. The armor of God. He has given it to us. And the more you use it, the more you will stand. You will not fall. You will live daily from victory. It will become part of you. You will take each day as it comes. But you're not taking it as someone that has been defeated. You are taking, like from standing up from your bed, you already know that the day is victorious. Because you have something that the world does not have. And you will run with it. You will do your daily activities. You will take your meetings with it. You will do your buying and selling with it. You do everything because you know you are a soldier that is victorious already. So I'm not going to be defeated in 2024. I am not going to be defeated. I will go all out because I know that I have all the weapons that I need. Can we say this with me? I am a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I am in God's army. I live a victorious life daily. I am fully kitted in God's hand, in God's armor. I have my victories in him. I am not defeated. I win always in my mind and thoughts. Can we say that again? I win always in my mind and thoughts. Can we respond to this? As I welcome prayer team.
Thank you. The way you come to awareness is by praying the Holy Ghost. I want us to pray a little while more. Before we begin to fire arrows or prayer points, don't wait for your feelings. In Jesus' name we pray. It's not resounding enough. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to be praying a Thanksgiving prayer for the year. You know, the year is rolling. You know, today I finished reading my own. There's a way your Bible plan ends Psalm 150. And it ended on a praise note. And it talked about praise being a two-edged sword. Yes, we carry it. Thanksgiving is a warfare prayer. And Thanksgiving is saying that we ended this year well. Whether the enemy is saying one thing or the other, I ended the well. Well, and I'm saying Thanksgiving, and I'm returning all Thanksgiving back to God. And so, can we be violent with our Thanksgiving this morning? Can you be violent about it? The enemy wanted you to lose your mind in the year. You didn't lose your mind. You didn't lose your marriage. You didn't lose that job. You didn't lose anything. Against the enemy's plan, as against the plan of the enemy, as against the thought and his imagination. All the fiery darts of the enemy that he threw at you all year very long. He kept on firing you. But the Lord preserved us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for preserving us, for keeping us. Many indeed are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord preserved us. You did allow the Lord of the enemy to stay upon our heads. The Lord is the covering of our head in the day of battle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If I were you, I would dance. I don't need musical instruments to dance. I am a papa, Thank you, Jesus, for preserving our children. Thank you for preserving our business. Thank you for increase on our side. Thank you for the babies we named. Thank you for the wives and the husbands that we joined in this house. Thank you for marriages that were preserved. Thank you for keeping our health. In Jesus' name we pray. It's not resounding. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to the next prayer point. And you know, a year is about to roll over. And we're looking at it. For me, I'm looking at the year like this is 2024, and I'm looking at it like this. You know the way Mortal Kombat, the way those guys are standing now, what is Quilombo? Quilombo, I have that complex in my spirit. And so we're going to open a scripture, Psalm 18. Psalm 18. And that's what we're carrying. You know, Mama has already told us, it's the word of God. I'm not going defensive, I'm going on the attack. I'm not going in on the air. I'm not going on defense. So I don't know about you, but me, I'm not going on the defense. No, I'm going on the attack. Psalm 18. Can you open to 32? Or let's start from 31. 31, are we ready? We're going to read it together and we're going to pray. So what we're praying is for the days ahead. You will see a scripture there that we're going to hang. We're carrying it to the war front. Are we ready? One, two, ready, go. For who is God except the Lord? And because we are not going by our strength, Abby. And so if I say that I'm doing like this, it's because I know who my God is. There's somebody that is saying, that is making me do like that. Who is God except the Lord? Who is a rock except our 32? Who does it? All right, and makes what? And we are saying 2024 is perfect, right? Ahead of it. All right, 33. Can we read it again? 33. One, two, ready, go. Yes. And we are going there and I say that every of the ways made crooked, every crooked way made straight. Can we say every crooked way made straight? Every crooked way made straight. In 2024, every crooked way made straight. Can we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost? Ahead of the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we're going to be praying some sets of prayers. Everybody, you find your own. Me, I found my own. As they show, I say, ah, oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord is not helping. He's not saying go and search for it. He's already searched for us out. And we're going to be making prayers to strengthen every feeble knees. You know, every area of my life, where any area of me, your life and my own life, where we are weak, where our knees are weak, we are going to be receiving strength for it. We are going to, you know, the year is laden with a lot of decisions. Life-threatening decisions. Decisions that can make or mar the year. But there is a God that helps a man to make decisions. Shebeka, we used to sing it, Amonomio. He will go ahead of us. And we are going to pray again for weak devotions. We will not be weak in our devotions. That the fire of our devotions will be hot. It will not, that our hands are not lifted up to the Lord. Another prayer, we're going to be praying for weak altars. That every altar is strengthened. Whoever, you know, let me say something to us. You know, the enemy has his own altar. It's altar against altar. There's fire on this altar now. And this one, or this altar is potent. This particular altar is potent. Another prayer we are going to raise, against unbelief. Any unbelief in any area of my heart is evil. It's evil. We are sending it out. And so we're going to be praying that, Father, strengthen my weakness. I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength in every area of weakness. We have 2 minutes on that corner. I receive strength. I receive wisdom to make right decisions. I have the mind of Christ. I have sound mind. I'm not afraid.
No unbelief in my heart. I believe the Lord. A little bit more. I make right
You know, we have not prayed until we say. Say, when you pray, say, I'm strengthened. I don't have weakness. I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened. I enjoy strong devotions. I enjoy consistent devotion. My altar is standing right. My altar is not displaced. My altar is aglow. My altar is hot. It is very hot. I make right decisions. In 2024, I make right decisions. And the scripture now says that we have the mind of Christ. And say, I have the mind of Christ. I have sound mind. I have sound mind. I have sound mind. You know, the next prayer point, it means a lot to me. It's the prayer for redeeming the days ahead. You know, scripture already said it in, you know, they know it's to lie to us. One thing I like about God, know it's to lie. He said, redeeming the time, for the days are what? You know that the days are laden. The enemy, the one that is in control of this earth, is consistently, the enemy is not thinking good for us at any moment. But we too, I know Adira now. Adira now. Now. So we're going to be praying. And there's a scripture that there are two scriptures in my mind that we're going to use it. See, we're just going to tell him now. Oh, one there. Oh, one bambo. Oh, one there. Oh, oh. And so, Psalm 27. Oh, oh, oh. Scripture. We have a lot of weapons. Psalm 27, are we read? We're going to read. Then there's one more scripture that we're going to pray with. Are we ready to go? We're going to read it boldly. Don't read it casually. Don't read it like a lady. Read it like a soldier. Well, because everything he has ears. Oh man, gone. Even this, my body. I didn't know my body used to burn. Oh man, gone. Say this thing. Oh, yeah. Behave. Stop. Oh, yeah. Stop. Oh man, gone. All right. One, two, ready, go. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Are we afraid of anything? All right, verse 2. No, wait. When the wicked come, that one came. Altidu Pefun came here. Come. When the wicked do what? All right. They will now do with willow, they will stumble. Oh, sure. One, two, ready, go. When the wicked come against me to heat up my flesh, my enemies. They will what? Verse 3. My heart will not. All right, Psalm 91. You know, even if you don't want to pray, song, my heart will not fret. Though. We have every weapon in this house. You are not weaponless. All right, 91. One, two, ready, go. He who dwells of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Two, he's my what? In whom? Surely he will deliver me. Me, be saying me. Verse 4, he will cover me with his feathers and his. Five. One, two, three, six. 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 That walk in darkness, not the destruction that lays. Verse 7. 1,000. Be looking at the side, though. It's but he shall not come near me. All right. Only with my eyes. be the verse 9. Who is my refuge? Even the Most High, my dwelling place. 10. For he shall give his to keep me. In his hands they shall bear me up, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. Can we pray in the Holy Ghost over that scripture we just read? Days ahead are preserved. The days ahead are full of God. In Jesus' name we pray. The final prayer point. Can we open to Psalm 16? It's just verse 1. And that's the last prayer point. Please, I want us to pray fervently. It's the prayer of preservation and sustainable. As we advance forcefully. We know we are advancing what? Forcefully. We will not lose anyone or anything that belongs to us. Nothing will be broken. Nothing will be missing. So this is our prayer, our cry. Preserve us, O God. For in you we put our do what? Our trust. Can we shout it together? Preserve us. Can we read it once? Ready, go. So God, one more time. Can we pray it in the Holy Ghost that we will lose nothing? Our properties are preserved. Our husbands are preserved. Our wives are preserved. This ministry is preserved. Our pastors are preserved.
Nothing is broken. Nothing will be missing. You and your household. Our hearts will not fret. Our hearts won't fret. Our hearts won't fret. Our hearts won't fret. This is the confidence that we have, that whatsoever we ask according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, he grants our petitions. our hearts won't fret. We will cross the Jordan. If it is Red Sea, we would cross it on dry land. Nothing will be impossible. He says, nothing is impossible to them that believe. So you don't have to fret. You don't have to fret. There is nothing that is coming that your Father has not handled.
Because you're the owner of my life. Your covenant is sure. On this I rest assured. My heart will not fret, oh. Because you're the owner of my life. Your covenant is sure.
My heart will not fret,
because
you're the owner of my life.
Your covenant is sure. On this I rest assured. My heart will not fret,
because you're the owner of my life.
Your covenant is sure.
That's my name.
Call me son of grace.